Hi, it's Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, so what we're looking at then is, what does the medical industrial complex do when it identifies a serious side effect to a drug? So we'll get inflammatory arthritis. You got people hobbling around, totally immobilized, in severe pain. I mean, when I practice medicine, I mean, there was nothing more miserable than a person with systemic rheumatoid arthritis. It's very, very painful, in case you've never had it. And if you have any kind of a heart at all, you really want to help these people. You're like, oh my God, this is terrible. And if you can't help them, it's like, well, let's just sit down and cry together, or maybe we could pray together or something. But this is a really gripping complication. And as a doctor, to have someone walk into your office or hobble into your office with this complication, it's absolutely horrifying. So the period between the initiation of treatment and symptom onset varied widely for these patients. Some patients developed symptoms within a few weeks after starting therapy, but the median time was 3 months. Wow, that's pretty quick. For two patients, symptoms persisted even after the therapy was stopped. That is unfortunate. In one of these patients, symptoms persisted for 15 months. The patient required tumor necrosis factor inhibitors to achieve disease control. Wow, that's all I can say. And this doctor says, the severity and early symptom onset are surprising, Dr. Weber said. And I'll have to second him with this. When I was practicing medicine, when I would start a new drug, usually there was some side effect that would show up in the first week, but it was usually mild. And severe side effects, ones that interfere with the person's quality of life, usually took about 6 months to show up. And this is for like blood pressure drugs and other drugs. And so for a drug to show poisoning symptoms in 3 months or less is amazing. So I've never seen arthritis that bad that it required infliximab. That's pretty extreme, he said. One reason for the difference in severity and onset between this drug-induced inflammatory arthritis and classic forms of inflammatory arthritis is that they may have different mechanisms. No. I'm here to tell you, they don't have different mechanisms. It's the same mechanism, that the immune system is crippled. It's just that now you're crippling the immune system with a different agent, with a chemical, instead of, say, with a parasite. Antibodies that are typically seen with rheumatoid arthritis were absent in these patients, suggesting a different mechanism. Duh, you poisoned them. No patients with inflammatory arthritis tested positive for rheumatoid factor or peptide antibodies. Three tested positive for ANA, but only one had a high titer. These patients with Sicca syndrome tested positive, or three patients tested positive for ANA, but none had the Rho single-stranded ANA antibodies. One patient had LA antibodies. So it's a different disease than what we normally see in rheumatology. He suspects that some of these patients may have had pre-existing arthritis, like they had like mild arthritis, like it's waiting to jump out. Yeah, that's it. And the drug just kind of unmasked it. And doctors are told this, that you're giving this person this drug, they suddenly fall apart, they already have that illness, and the drug just unmasked or revealed the illness. And so the doctor says, I think this will be a really important area to research now that these drugs are standard of care. Standard of care means that your doctor loses his license if he doesn't poison you with these drugs, by the way. So more patients with known autoimmune disease are going to be treated with those drugs. And managing their autoimmune disease will be important while they are on this therapy. So both doctors agreed that clinicians should be alerted about the need to evaluate symptoms of arthritis and dry eyes among patients receiving these drugs. So any symptoms lasting more than 4 to 6 weeks should be referred to a rheumatologist for evaluation, says the doctor. Now, what they're saying is you should wait 6 weeks from when these symptoms appear before you refer to a rheumatologist? We just sit here and just twiddle our thumbs. 6 weeks? Since we've seen patients develop erosive disease, that means literally their bones dissolve. That's what I said before. Because they put the brakes on the immune system so that it can't repair, it can only destroy, the immune system is literally destroying and dissolving the connective tissue, the muscles, the bones, the organs, all this stuff. And so it's expected that you develop erosive disease. So earlier evaluation and treatment is key to preventing joint damage and controlling symptoms. We want to work together with oncology, in other words, a piece of the economic pie, to evaluate these patients as soon as we can. 4 to 6 weeks, that's a pretty big delay when you know what's going on. Any symptoms lasting more than 4 to 6 weeks should be referred to a rheumatologist for evaluation. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. The study was supported by a grant from the National Institute of Arthritis and Musculoskeletal Skin Diseases. This doctor, who's a rheumatologist, has disclosed no relevant financial relationship. Duh! She's a rheumatologist. Her financial relationship is taking this position. Gives her more business. If she was a totally disinterested party with no economic gain to her profession, then she would say, dude, stop those dangerous drugs. But no, she says, refer to me after 6 weeks. Yeah, can we just refer to me after 6 weeks? And, you know, I don't consider myself to be a bleeding heart, but to stand by and watch these people suffer and deteriorate for 6 weeks and then say, we timed it 6 weeks, time for you to go see the rheumatologist. Your insurance will pay because it's been 6 weeks and now we can call it chronic. That is, that's appalling. But this is, as they say, it's the standard of care, which means if the doctor does not do it, then he's open to losing his license. So what is a lady to do? What is a person to do? I think it's obvious. I would say don't take these drugs, don't take any drugs. Well, the first thing you need to understand, so this is the second part of our show, second hour, where we talk about what you as a human being can do and the understanding of this information, what does it really mean? And then the third hour, we're going to answer questions. So what's going on here? What's going on here is there is no safety protection for you. The FDA says, 20% death rate, go for it. The professional societies, it's no problem, just to make sure you, spread it around, send them to the rheumatologist and the cardiologist and the endocrinologist. Just as long as you spread it around, we're good. So there is no mechanism in place to stop you from receiving a dangerous drug. There is no mechanism in place. These people are saying this with a straight face. This drug has nearly killed somebody. They've survived it. No, drug's nearly killed somebody. You stopped the drug. They survived it. The question is, when can we restart that drug? What? So you have to realize then that there is no protection. The only protection you have is you personally saying no. That's it. Done. End of discussion. And with a particular class of drug, if you get a side effect, your chances of recovering from that side effect, having that side effect go away, are 35%. With a 20% chance you're going to die, and a 48% chance the side effect will just stick with you. So you need to realize you are on your own. There is no safety net here. You are ultimately responsible. What does that mean? That means you take these drugs, your body is going to dissolve. It's going to experience this poisoning. It's going to experience this damage. So there's no way you're going to take this drug and some agency in the sky, some authority, whatever, or a doctor, or someone's going to protect you. There's no protection. None. So that's one thing to realize. You are totally on your own. You are out there. Yeah, doctor's going to talk to you about your side effects and keep you coming back, and he's going to watch, keep track. 6 weeks, time to see the rheumatologist. So nobody is going to stop this drug. You can't count on that. So you're going to have to be the one to say, one, I'm not taking it, or two, I think it's time to stop this drug so I can spend some time with my grandkids and still be in my right mind and not be paralyzed from head to toe. So that's one thing to realize, is there is no safety net, and there is no procedure, policy, or mechanism in place to protect you. Now, part of the policy is to discuss these side effects with you, the patient, at every single visit. And all this does is remove legal culpability from the practitioner and even from the drug company. Because everyone can say, oh, we told you. Oh, we told you. Well, yeah, they told you, but you thought that they were also, in addition to telling you, somehow protecting you from these side effects or taking action to prevent these side effects or to make them go away. And so you don't realize that instead of practicing medicine, they're practicing law. That's what's going on here. Now, the next thing that you need to realize is most, if not all, of these policies are written by the very people who manufacture this very dangerous drug. So you're in a system that's literally designed to harm you. Now, why anybody would want to kill you, I don't know. I don't know. But the point is, they are. But that is what's happening. You have a system that is simply downright lethal. What is a person to do? Now, I know natural healing is not for everybody. However, I would like to say it's okay to play the odds. What are the odds? The odds are 80% chance, if you have cancer, 80% chance you will not die of cancer. You will not die of cancer. So once you're diagnosed with cancer, your chances of dying of cancer are actually less than the average random population of all people. So the average American has a 21% chance of dying of cancer. Average American. Just, you're born in America, boom, plop, born in America. Chance of dying of cancer, 21%. All right, fast forward. You've been diagnosed with cancer. You got the big one, the big C. Your chance of dying of cancer, 20%. There's a couple things here that are a little disturbing. Could it be that the cancer diagnostic techniques are just random number generators, just randomly pick out people in the population to treat with his various things, to administer chemotherapy, radiation, surgery, drugs, intravenous or oral too. And 80% of those diagnosed never had cancer, never had a condition which was harmful or would cause premature death. Possible. So let's just say you play the odds. You're a gambling man. So you roll up to the gas pump, and the guy says to you, "This is a cancer gas pump. If you pay me for a tank of gas, you only have a 20% chance of getting the tank of gas. Pay right here." Would you pay that gas station attendant? Yes or no? I'll wait. Write down your answer. That's okay. You don't have to tell me. It's private. This is your answer. All right. If you said no, then you shouldn't take chemotherapy either. In fact, if you said no, then whenever you're told that you have cancer, you should ignore it. Because your chances of dying of that cancer are only 20%. So even if the cure rate was 100%, which it appears to be at most 1%, with 100%, then your chances of getting the cure is really 1%. Because your chances of dying of the cancer, if you're never diagnosed, never screened, nothing, is 21%. But if you go through the screening and you go through the chemotherapy and the radiation and blah, 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 your chance of dying of cancer is 20%. So the improvement has been one percentage point improvement between random population death rate from cancer and your death rate because you got chemotherapy, radiation, and everything else. So if you're a gambling person and you roll up to that gas pump and you're the kind of guy that will pay for a tank of gas with only a 20% chance of getting any gas in your car, then checkpoint inhibitors are for you. All right, so that's how that works. Let's say you said, no way, I'm not paying for a full tank of gas, and there's only a 20% chance I might get gas. And then you should not take these drugs, or any drugs for that matter, for cancer, because it is the same exact deal that you're making. You're basically having a 20% chance of getting your anything happening. So why not skip the payment, accept your 80% chance of living? And by the way, the difference between an unscreened population death rate is only one percentage point. So an unscreened population, random guy off the street, you got cancer, come on. And don't treat them. 21% are going to die of cancer. Don't treat them, don't screen them. Just watch them. All right? But then you say, then you test them all, screen them all, and you pick out a little group and say, you have cancer. All right? And you treat them, and blah, 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 blah. Only 20% of them are going to die of cancer. So basically what you did was you had a random number generator picking random people and treating them all for chemotherapy. Treat them all for cancer. So if you're not a gambling person, if you would not pay someone for a full tank of gas when you only have a 20% chance of ever getting any gas, then you need to just bail out of the whole cancer thing. Don't screen for cancer. Don't get a biopsy of any mass you might have. Just let it go. That's what you need to do. Those of you who are gamblers who would pay for that full tank of gas, now what do you do? All right, so now you pay. You decide you're going for the ride. You're going to Disney World, and you're riding the Wildcat ride or the roller coaster or whatever thrilling ride there is. Unlike Disney World, once you strap in for the ride, that's it. You can't get off. So you can decide at what point you've had enough, at what point the thrills and chills have satisfied your need for theater, entertainment, thrills, and chills. Your need to have your family gathered by your bedside, your need for the drama, for the attention, for the weeping, the crying, the handkerchiefs. Maybe you need this little bit of drama to get you to get your affairs in order, whatever. So I say go for it. And realize, though, that at any point, you can just say, you know what, I've had enough. All right, I'm done. You know? I mean, it's just like any other theatrical experience. You know, you can go to the play. Unfortunately, in this performance, you're not in the audience. You're actually on stage. And don't worry, the doctor will give you your lines. And it is a kind of a pay-as-you-go thing. And you can decide. You know, how much you want to pawn, how deep you want to get into that. But I think everyone should have the opportunity to choose. I personally don't see any reason to outlaw anything or regulate anything. I think that people can just make up their own mind. And that's the beauty of it, is to make up your own mind. Okay. So that's one thing to do, is you got to see this for what it is. What if you decide that you're not a gambling person, you're totally not going to go the treatment route? Again, because treatment is pretty spotty. It's not It's not going to get you any place you would have gotten without treatment. So there's the intermediate route. Some people like palliative care, which means simply address the symptoms that you have. And you can choose to address them with drugs or address them with natural methods. I would say, again, if you address them with drugs, just like we've outlined today, you need to realize a drug is a drug is a drug. And what that means is that the same way this particular class of drugs is fraught with poisoning effects, and once you spend a dollar on this drug, you're going to need to spend $3 in additional therapy for the poisoning caused by this drug, it is that way with every drug. So I would recommend that you, if you're going to do the symptomatic route, treat your symptoms, but treat them naturally. So if you have constipation, take some Vitality Capsules, vitalitycapsules.com. If you have aches and pains anywhere, you may want to consider turpentine, in which case you can still go to vitalitycapsules.com, download your free report, which is the Candida Cleaner, and go from there. And in that report, there's a lot of suggestions in terms of diet and spices and things that you can do to influence your well-being and to feel a lot better. But you need to understand that this whole cancer thing is nothing more than an incredible ride. An incredible ride. It's amazing. So that's the deal. Now, we're going to start answering questions a little early. But I'd like to say that I may not get to all the questions. And that does not mean that I'm going to answer email questions. No, won't be doing that. So I answer questions on the radio just to help people kind of understand things better. And it's kind of more of an education thing, really, for all the listeners, not just the person who asks the question. So I do offer discovery sessions, just sessions where I can help you examine your problem in a little more depth and answer your questions or whatever. So, also disclaimer, all this information provided for information purposes only. There's no implied mercantility or effectiveness for any particular use. What I say may or may not work for you does not imply any responsibility on my part. In fact, no responsibility, whatever. This does not mean that just because I answer a question for free that I'm going to give unlimited telephone or email support for free. So this information is delivered as is, where is, how is, and I hope that you can use it. And if you can, great. If you cannot, I've done my best. Okay. All right, let's see where we are. I have to check all of my things. All right, so let's start with the chat room questions. Let's go to the chat room. Okay, so Prester says, it amazes me that people still buy into the so-called methods of curing cancer when it is very well understood that radiation causes cancer. Cutting into a cancer spreads it with surgery, and taking a barrage of poisonous drugs in a bid to kill the cancer is more likely to kill you, chemotherapy. So a natural medical approach should be people's first choice of cure. Oh, he even has a plug. Listen to Dr. Daniels. She speaks the truth. All right. So a lot of people say, well, who would go for this cancer? So this is stupid. It doesn't make any sense. People are dumb. Unfortunately, what I've noticed is that people are receiving a massive amount of indoctrination from kindergarten. From authority figures, which is the school system, the education system, K-12, oh my God, and don't sign up for the bachelor's degree. And so there's that indoctrination as well as trusted news sources. And so people are just being overloaded with all this indoctrination, and they believe it. It's very difficult to say all this information around me from all these so-called trusted sources is just untrue. So how do you handle that? That's the real question. What I do is I don't read the newspaper, and I don't watch the news, and I don't even go to movies. Yeah, So you've got to turn off all the information sources. And you may not realize it, but even when you watch the movies, it's filled with indoctrination. Maybe the plot has somebody suffering from cancer who's doing everything and they're doing the right thing, and maybe they live and maybe they don't, but God, they're a virtuous person for having suffered the whole process. So you have to remove this indoctrination from your life, however you choose to do it. But that's very, very important. And people say to me, well, Dr. Davis, how do you know? How do you know anything if you don't watch the news or read newspapers or the movies? I look around and look out the window, see what's going on over there, listen to the birds. I look at the people around me and see how they're doing and what they're doing and chit-chat with them. You have a tremendous amount of information, but doing things like listening to the news or reading a newspaper unfortunately leads you to disregard more reliable information sources, like just your observation experiences. Okay, so we're going to be a little sympathetic. Back end, are all cancers associated with a 20% death rate? No. Prostate cancer is associated with basically a 0% death rate, by the way. Are there any cancers that have a higher death rate than others? Of course. Is it possible that symptoms from cancer can be so bad, or the cancer spreads so badly that it becomes unbearable or cannot be stopped? You know, we all have to die sometime. You know, you got to die something. And so, yes, death happens. Death happens. I'm not yet signed on to the immortality camp. I believe everyone has to die of something. And I think it's important to pick exactly what you want to die of. Okay. Dr. Daniels, is there a cure for dreptomania? Yes, there is. Check under your bed for a boogeyman. That would solve that problem. Dr. Daniels, what to do in addition to gelatin taking for hip pain when walking? So if you have hip pain when walking, you also have toxicity, so you have to embark on some cleansing. So just taking gelatin alone may not be the answer. You have to clean out those poisons. So definitely go to vitalitycapsules.com and download the Candida Cleaner Report. It's a great anti-pain diet there, but Vitality Capsules help. A lot of people have, actually many people, have emailed me and said, these Vitality Capsules got me out of my wheelchair. So it'll definitely get you off your walker, off your cane.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Hi, it's Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, let me just get the phone number here for questions. 1-800-333-9443, I think. Anyone in the chat room, give me some help with that number. Oh, thank you. Okay, 1-800-313-9443. So it's 1-800-313-9443. Thank you. Special thanks to my engineer for looking out for me. All right. I have heard we need more salt, not table salt. And I've heard we don't need it. So what's the truth? Your body has an incredible need for salt. What is salt? It is sodium chloride. Sodium chloride. That's it. It's sodium chloride. And table salt has sodium chloride. You may want to avoid the anti-caking agent. You may want to avoid the iodine additive. But table salt will do nicely. You need sodium chloride. Sodium chloride. They're even selling sodium chloride in a bottle to people for like $20, $30, $40. These places that sell your minerals in a bottle, in liquid. So, really, any kind of salt. So, table salt is fine, sea salt is fine, If you got a bigger budget, Himalayan salt. But all you need is the sodium chloride. So all your body needs is sodium chloride. The rest, don't worry about it. You can pay for it if you want to, but that's not what you need. Okay. We're scrolling our way up here. All right, let's go to Facebook. See what we got on Facebook. Sarah says, I'm reading your book. Do You Have the Guts to Be Beautiful? Awesome tips in there. Thank you. You're welcome, Sarah. Is there a link between cancer and fungus? Yes. The link is this. Again, this is my opinion. No, don't call in with the blah, blah, blah theory from so-so-so, blah, blah, blah. I've read quite a few theories. But my theory is you have an insult, whatever it is, nutritional deficiency, poisoning, parasites, doesn't matter. And cells die. And when those cells die, the fungus comes in and eats them up in order to clear the way for your immune system to make repairs. So we've got the fungus clearing the way for your immune system to make repairs. But your immune system does not make repairs. Well, the fungus is still there. Cells are still being killed. So the fungus is still eating at dead cells. And everyone's hoping one day your immune system will wake up and make repairs. But it doesn't. And you descend into a situation called cancer. So that's the cancer-fungus connection. Did you get a bird? No, I don't have a bird. Oh, no, those birds are outside. I don't have a bird, a pet in the house. There's so many birds outside. People actually come here for bird watching. No, I don't have a bird. Okay. Can I have something other than grits or porridge or oatmeal for breakfast? Because it seems like it comes right through me. That's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to scrub your intestines with the fiber and clean you out so it is working. Working very nicely. Not an issue, but why are rice and potatoes okay but not beans? Most people get gas from beans. If you don't get gas from beans, then you're good to go with beans. Anything I eat raw hurts my stomach and weight and need, I don't know. Is it okay to cook them, to cook lettuce? So the raw stuff you need for the diet is 4 leaves of lettuce, and you're done. You're good to go. That's all you need. All right, we got Lonnie in Minnesota. Hi, Lonnie.
Hi. Thanks for answering my call. Dr. Daniels, I had my knee replaced over a year ago, and then after that, my back started spasming a lot, and so they did cortisone injections in my back, and after that, it just got worse and worse, and I don't know what to do anymore. I have degenerative disc disease.
You have degenerative body disease is what you have, so it helps to understand what happened here, okay? So once you understand what happened, it can give you a better grip on going forward. So the reason that you got the joint replacement is because your joint was deteriorating.
Right.
The reason your joint was deteriorating is because your body was unable to maintain its joints. So
okay.
That capacity has not been altered. Your body still has difficulty maintaining its joints. So that joint failed, now then the back joint, and then there'll be another joint. It's going to keep spreading one joint to the other, to the other, to the other, until, as you say in the old neighborhood, lesson until you fix your ability to regenerate and repair joints. So that's the crux of the problem here. So your ability to regenerate joints, a lot of people prefer to take synthetic products or processed products like gelatin, and in which case a dose would be like a quarter cup a day at least, maybe even a little more. The complication with that product, gelatin, at quarter cup or higher doses is constipation. So you have to be careful to dilute your gelatin, quarter cup, in about a pint of water. That would be a minimal solution. A more aggressive solution would be to eat something like boiled pig's feet or some high gelatin content food like chicken feet or ham hocks or cow legs. But that's what your problem is. So then you had a problem, and then the doctor stepped in with prednisone and says, wait, stop everything. Stop all repairs. Don't fix a darn thing. And then the prednisone accelerated the damage.
Okay.
So I don't know if you're taking any painkillers, but there is no painkiller on the market at the moment that is not going to accelerate your damage. They all accelerate the damage to your condition. Each one is a different mechanism. But your salvation, so to speak, is to eat more of these high gelatin foods. And so I went online. Okay. I went online. So let me look online. See what they say is a high gelatin food. They listed all these vegetables. Zero gelatin in vegetables. There is no gelatin in vegetables. So totally misrepresenting the situation. And what the online sources will tell you is what you can eat to help your body make more collagen. But that's a losing proposition, because the amount that you need to make is massive, because you got the joint that replaced, that's going to deteriorate what's left of it, because your body's not repairing even the bone that your joint is attached to. And the probability of your joint failing is so high. They have a new specialty in medicine. Did you know it? It's called replacement of joint failures. Yeah. There are doctors who literally specialize in nothing but replacing failed, fake joints. Right. So you have basically invited yourself onto a roller coaster ride. Again, just buy a ticket to Disney, get on the ride, strap in. However, if you are aggressive with, you can start with gelatin, because I know a lot of people are squeamish, knock it down, I'm not eating any chicken feet, oh my God, pig's feet, are you kidding? Oh, cow's legs, oh no. But pull yourself together, man up, or woman up, and eat these animal parts, and that will actually, you will start feeling a lot better.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, Lonnie. And, of course, I also have discovery sessions, and I do even have a 16-week program where I personally hold people's hands and help them with this situation. Yes. So
thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, Marsha in Georgia. Hi, Marsha.
Yes. Marsha in Atlanta?
Yes, Marsha in Atlanta. That's you. Yes, hi.
Hi. I'm calling because I have diabetic retinopathy, and I have a cataract, and everybody keeps telling me to have that operation to remove my cataracts, but I want to remove them naturally. And I heard you say something about rubbing in your eye, and I just wanted to get clarification because my vision is just diminishing quickly.
Okay, so it's not rub it in your eye, it's put it in your eyes. The difference between rub in and put in, okay?
Yes.
So it's a very small amount. You pull down your lower lid, and pull down your lower lid, look in the mirror, you see you got a little pocket there, a big pocket. See that?
Yes.
Okay, so pull down your lower lid, little pocket, and you put the Vicks right in that pocket, close your eye, blink, roll your eyeballs around. It's going to burn for about 2 to 5 minutes, maybe more, and in the morning your vision will be clearer. And we have somebody on Facebook here.
Several times?
No. Do it, I would recommend just once at bedtime. Obviously.
You would recommend what?
Once at bedtime.
Once.
At bedtime.
Okay.
Wait, now let's tell you what Edwoa says. Edwoa says, good morning, Dr. Dams. I've been listening to your archives. I love it, and I'm sharing it. I've been using Vicks in my eye, and my eyes have been clear. I use a little at bedtime. This person also uses a little in the morning, but I usually recommend just once. That's enough. So, a very little bit, and it's amazing. But you need to stop being diabetic. That's your ultimate. You got to stop being diabetic.
Yes.
Stop it.
Yes. Well, I'm going to be calling you for a discovery session, because I can't take up all your time on the call, but I will be calling you or contacting you regarding a discovery session, okay?
Okay, thank you very much, Marsha.
Thank you for all you do.
Okay, you're welcome. You're welcome. Okay. We have Lee. Lee says, what is a good natural testosterone booster? All right, Lee. Are you having problems, Lee? Do we need to talk about how to wake up firm? So, boosting testosterone. First thing is, you have to understand where testosterone comes from. And you might say it comes from the testes. That's nice. But where does it really come from? It comes from cholesterol. So if you want to boost your testosterone, you need a high cholesterol diet, and I don't mean eggs. Again, I would go for liver or ham hocks, or both. That will boost your testosterone, and you will have a happy lady. Gus says, hi, Dr. Daniels. Thank you for Sunday Facebook Live videos. You're welcome, Gull. Okay, let's see. We got some testosterone now. All right. Nicole says, I thought that was a bird outside my window. No, so we've got birds all over the place here. Dr. Daniels, what do you think of diatomaceous earth? I don't have much use for it because, well, first of all, diatomaceous earth slows up your bowels and causes constipation. And as you know, I am not a fan of constipation. So don't start with diatomaceous earth. You have to start with getting your bowels going. So once you get your bowels going three times a day, you might find that you don't need diatomaceous earth. But if you decide to add diatomaceous earth to whatever you're doing, then you need to be very careful to increase your water intake and to make sure you maintain your three bowels a day. So what does it do? It's like a sponge. It soaks up toxins. So it helps, but it's very limited. So it's not going to go around the body and do this and do that. And Willow says, oh, well, the birds sound lovely. Yes, they really are. And I notice when I go to a city and there's no birds, I'm like, what's the matter? Well, they got poisons here that killed everything? And you really notice a difference. In the jungle, life is just all around you. And you go to a city and you realize, oh, my God, it is really dead. All right, let's see. What are your thoughts on eating raw organic eggs daily? I used to do that. I would say if you want to eat raw organic eggs, it's fine. I would not eat them by themselves. I'll just tell you when I used to eat them. So, once upon a time, a long time ago, I sold books door-to-door 14 hours to 16 hours a day and 6 days a week. Yeah, a lot of hours. And I needed incredible energy. And so I literally ate 4 raw eggs a day with 2 tablespoons of white sugar. I was a teenager, not enlightened. But boy, did that give me energy. And I was able to run and carry that 20-pound sample case. And I was literally running all day long on door-to-door selling books. And, of course, I did very well, paid for Harvard. So I think just to take the eggs would not be sufficient. So back then, ignorant, I used white sugar. Nowadays, I would upgrade that maybe to blackstrap molasses. And that should give you a pretty big, powerful energy kick. Okay. Dr. Daniels, I've been taking Synthroid for 38 years, Graves' disease. I tried weaning off them and my nails begin to crack, lose my hair, get shortness of breath. What would you do to come off this? Blessings to you. Okay. So the question is, what treatment have you had other than Synthroid? Let's just say you've only had Synthroid. You can go to vitalitycapsules.com, download the free report, Candida Cleaner, read that. That's a good start. In addition to doing what's in that report, though, put turpentine actually on your thyroid gland. And what that does is that melts and dissolves the toxins that are in your thyroid gland, preventing it from working. And then over time, you'll be able to wean off your Synthroid. Aletha says, your live shows just keep getting better and better. I wait all week to hear them. Thank you, Dr. Daniels. You're welcome, Aletha. And Fred says, good morning. Oh, good morning, Queen. Good morning, Fred. Thank you. And Teresa says, how do you cure toenail fungus from the inside out and topically? So follow the instructions in the Candida Cleaning Report on turpentine and apply turpentine to the nails and mix equal parts of turpentine and cayenne pepper and take a heaping teaspoon in ice water once a day. And that gets the circulation all the way out to tips of your toes and helps get, and gets rid of the fungus problem. All right, we're going to commercial, and after commercial, we'll talk to Pat.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light. Please don't go. No, please.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And we have Pat in Texas. Hi, Pat.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Well, I am having trouble hearing you since you're back on the air again, and I wondered if you'd changed your phone.
Not possible. We don't have phones here. So the only phone here is the internet. That's it.
Okay. Well, I don't know why. No, it's not your board out there. But anyway, I wanted to say that I'm glad to hear you in the middle of the night the other night. Boy, it helped me get a lot of work done. I actually could get enough words heard that and understand it better working.
Oh, good, good.
But I wanted to ask you several questions. One is this cell phone radio frequency thing. I might have missed it because I don't get all your shows. That's why I was glad to hear that one in the middle of the night. That's causing that they think, and they're telling you about it now, even though their lobbyist is trying to shut down the laws on it, that the radio frequency from these cell phones is causing brain tumors.
Oh, absolutely, yes. So what's the question?
Okay, is that the one, is the main one they have called glioblastoma?
Glioblastoma.
Glio, okay, I forgot. Maybe I've been using cell phone too much. Anyway, it said that one study said the FDA, WHO, WHO, and the American Cancer Society said there was no connection.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and the cell phone lobbyists seem to stop laws. I think I said that.
Yes.
But, that's what McCain has. And different people have actually put it together. Do you know anything about any of those studies? I bet you do.
You have to dismiss these studies. First of all, the cell phones cause brain cancer. Okay, that's all you need to know. The question is, how do you protect yourself? The answer is, one, no cell phone, or two, use the speaker function. Do not put the cell phone to your ear. And that's pretty much just the short story. It's very straightforward. Just don't put the phone to your ear. So personally, I use the speaker function on my cell phone. So I turn it on high, I turn on speaker, and that's the way I talk. I don't use the, I don't put it to my ear to talk to it, to people.
Yeah. Well, one of them said that if you had other things like Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, and you made a phone call, it increased the radio frequency 20 times.
Correct. So you shouldn't use the Bluetooth.
Okay.
In fact, don't put anything in your ear, because even if you just use earphones, the sound waves will make you go deaf. So you just can't win with whatever you put in your ears.
Okay. I have another question. I like your answer about eating sugar, but it just makes me more hungry, and I had to spend too much time eating and going to the bathroom to get any work done. So I was wondering, have you know anything about this Garcinia cambogia? It seemed like it killed my appetite so bad I had to try to remember to feed everybody.
No, I've looked at it, and the studies are pretty weak, so I don't bother with it.
Okay, all right. Well, that's enough. I appreciate everything. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Just standing there. And I thought I was only dreaming, yeah.
Okay, we have got lots.
I kiss you then. And then once again. You said you would come and dance with me. Dance with me. Across the sea.
Okay.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.